This is Earth and Sky, Tuesday, October 4th. The moon was new yesterday, according to U.S. clocks. That means it was between the Earth and Sun for this monthly lunar orbit.
After new moon, the moon always comes back into view in the evening sky after sunset. It appears as a thin crescent that sets shortly after the sun. This sort of moon, a crescent in the west after sunset, is called a young moon. It's always easiest to see a young moon in the spring.
So if you live on the southern half of Earth's globe, where it's springtime now, you'll probably see the young moon Tuesday evening. If you're in the northern hemisphere, you might or might not see it Tuesday, or even Wednesday, when it'll be higher in the sky, because autumn is the toughest time to see a young moon. If you can see the moon this evening, you'll have a special opportunity in store. Mercury and Jupiter are right next to the moon Tuesday evening. Jupiter is brighter than Mercury.
So again, if you're in the southern hemisphere now, where it's springtime, the young crescent moon, Jupiter, and Mercury will be easy to see tonight. If you're in the northern hemisphere, you might have to wait until Thursday or even Friday to see the moon. From any part of the globe, we can all see a bright object in the west after sunset. This object is the planet Venus, the brightest planet visible from Earth, much brighter than any star in the night sky.
That's our show. Our thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block N. Bird for Earth and Sky.